Hello, good morning, good afternoon. This is Michael.
And Joanne.
And welcome back to the MJ Show.
Our second podcast.
Episode 2. Well, we had a great outline ready for y'all today.
But we are going to X that.
Exit, throw it in the trash can.
Joanne, join. Because we have something more important to talk about.
Joanne, I'm going to rip it up right now. Just rip it up. All right, put it in the trash can. We are so done with the outline because we are having a...
crappy day.
Very crappy day. This episode, I'm going to tag it as crappy day. I'm not sure if you ever had one of those days, but we are having that day today.
And nobody ever really talks about it, and I think it's therapeutic to actually verbalize it, move forward.
Put it out there. So you're probably saying, why are you having a crappy day? What are you going to do about your crappy day? And tell me more about your crappy day.
We're going to break it down from starting with the different things that we deal with as new home sales agents, where you're talking to realtors, some challenges we have there. What else?
Well, we're also going to talk about some personal issues, you know, because, you know, we're all people who sit behind our, behind our desk in our chairs here in the sales offices. We got to put our game faces on. Mm-hmm. And sometimes us as people, we do have our own personal crap that just goes south.
Mm-hmm. And how do you rise above it so the next person comes in, you're happy, cheery, and it's not transparent that you're having a crappy day?
Yeah, so, you know, just get back to where we started the show off with. We had this great outline, Jeff Shore. We're going to do that training next week.
It's been postponed.
Postponed, sorry. We're going to review his book, Be Bold.
Be Bold.
Be bold and win.
Yielding.
Yeah,
ask
no yielding. Yeah, ask for the sale. Well, that's what we do all day as professionals. But however, we're going to talk about crappy days. We're all going to have them. And we had ours today.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go ahead and start off.
Well, it's not even done. We're like in the midst of it.
We're in the midst of it. It is. We still have another 4 hours left.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what?
We're going to turn that into amazing.
It's only going to get better.
Because right now, this podcast is purging the negativity that we've been experiencing.
Oh yeah, no, totally, 100%.
And that's very important. You gotta find somebody that you can trust to just like not only throw what you're struggling with so that they can capture it, turn it into a positive, and then you can move forward without the garbage.
Yeah, I agree. Well, first of all, let me tell you, Joanne, I started off having a great day today. I went to the gym, I worked out.
He did, I drove past him at Target. He was really there.
Yeah, I was pumped up. Mm-hmm. And Joanne saw me driving around my Jeep with lumber in the back. I mm-hmm. you know, went home, cut my wood, mm-hmm. concreted it in,
mm-hmm.
felt amazing,
mm-hmm.
and came to work, ready to wrap my contract up, and what happened, Joanne?
Well, we opened at 10. He had a 10 a.m. appointment. You got to love those days. It's been, you know, scheduled yesterday, called to confirm it yesterday. Everyone's ready to go.
Ready to go.
We did all the paperwork yesterday, got it in the system, ready to rock it at 10 a.m.
And guess what happened, folks? 12 o'clock rolled around, and there was a no-show.
So no call, no show.
Well, I should have checked my emails because he did email me saying that he couldn't move forward because of family.
Personal issues.
Personal complication things. I don't know. I just hope he gets better, mm-hmm. and maybe he'll come back.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we work for a big corporation. Oh, I can't say corporation. Huh?
Well, we don't. They know you're lying.
Yeah, they know we're lying. So we're working on an apartment in the Bronx. Mm-hmm. But however, getting back to that, pretty much it takes a lot of work to get a purchase agreement ready. And it just sucks when they don't show up. This is like two now in 2 weeks. I don't know what's going on in the market, Joanne.
I don't know, but sometimes you have to be a little neurotic in this business because it has such highs where you're like, oh my gosh, we have multiple people interested, multiple, and then somebody like takes the rug right out from under you.
I know.
And you still have to be able to pick yourself up, look in the mirror and say, we're gonna go get the next one. We're going to go get the next one. Those people do not matter. We're not going to let our pride get involved and say, screw you.
Oh, trust me. I want to say more than just that today. I want to put my foot up. Okay, but so go keep continue.
So it's really dealing with that challenge of how to still stay professional, complimentary.
Uh-huh.
So that way you've got a relationship that you can call in the future. It's a humbling experience sometimes.
Totally.
Especially on these quick closes that we have out here, because you're hoping to get, we got a couple more grand coming in because these people are going to move forward. They're happy. We're happy. We've already spent the time to find the home that they like.
So, okay. So, going back to our crappy day, no shows suck. Okay. Don't be, it's like bad.
No show.
But it's okay. So when you have a no show, like what we have today, you got to realize it's going to happen. At least you did your job. At least you closed them.
I felt good about that.
I felt good about it. Mm-hmm. But I guess, did we really close them in the end? Because they didn't really end up buying. We didn't, did we? We didn't close them all the way, did we?
We didn't close them all the way. What we maybe should have done, let's brainstorm a little bit. There was a couple things that they wanted that we were able to get approved for.
That's right. Maybe we should have held back more.
We should have told them we will have an answer for them when they come on in for their agreement.
That's what we should have. So what you're saying is we spilt the beans.
We spilt the beans.
Before they were here in the office.
And they think they deserve more. Now they're running around town with our beans trying to see what else they could get.
I think so. I think they're shopping the competition.
That's exactly what they're doing.
They're shopping the builder down the street. Because remember, everyone, like in podcast episode number one, competition actually what they currently have now. And they live in an apartment. They got a baby coming on the way. They got to get out. But however, they are looking at the builder down the street.
And the resales.
And the resales. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know. So next time, you know, note to myself, as long as I've been doing this, going on 16 years, it's not always good to spill the beans over the phone.
But sometimes you just can't tell because there are people with integrity out there. Like the other couple that was very fortunate to meet, we're able to tell them exactly what I'm able to do as far as, you know, their timeline and if it'll work for them and if we can get the blinds included like they really wanted to. Mm-hmm. And they said, okay, we'll make a decision. And they actually followed through and told me what the decision they were going to make.
Okay.
So sometimes people do have integrity.
Okay.
And I don't want to say we need to assume everyone doesn't, because I think you did the right thing by trusting people to have integrity.
Yeah, well, we are people, you know, but I think going forward, I think I'm going to have them come in and sit down and say, you know what, we might have an answer for you. I need to have you come back in, sit down, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, or maybe just do this one like, let's just write it up as if.
Let's
because
just write it
I'm
up.
The type of person that I'd rather ask for forgiveness
than permission.
That's
the way I always was. Oh, man, I got so much trouble with that. I don't know how many times.
I know people thought they were getting away with something. I'm like, don't worry. My uncle's cousin's sister's brother knows the president. They're not going to get rid of me.
That person, too? Oh, my God, I told you that guy. All right, so what else is going on? Okay, so we had no show today, but we're beyond it. We're moving forward. We you know, we're just excited we can spend the time with you, you know, making this wonderful podcast, just letting you know that crap's going to happen, and when it does, you got to move forward. And Joanne, guess what happened with her today? Go on, Joanne, you tell them what happened.
Okay, so we kind of get through the fact that we had a no show, and we built each other back up, and then boom. Oh, wait, we needed to get some coffee, because sometimes for us, that's a good way to kind of get a stress release.
You just got to get out. You have to get out, new scenery.
Give yourself a little treat.
Yeah.
Put a smile back on, and then walk in back into your office with a fresh face on. So, my appointment had just showed up when we're coming back. A wonderful realtor that has relocating clients, and they're looking for a quick close for a bedroom home. Just happens that we have two of those left.
And we had two cookies, which they ate, too.
Mm-hmm. I made them fresh cookies. We got them water. We went out on a beautiful walk at this 80-degree day to go look at the property. Now, I love working with realtors.
Me, too. Realtors are great. They help you out. They help you close a sale. And
it's a win-win. We're all trying to do the best thing for our mutual client. And we're all in it to make money at the end of the day. Now, one piece of advice I can give to a realtor...
Don't smoke crack.
Two pieces of advice. We.
One, don't smoke crack, realtors, please. We have one out here and it didn't go well.
It did not go well. And their buyers did not end up buying and they did not make any commission. But don't badmouth the product in front of your colleague, being me, to make yourself look better. It doesn't help anybody. It doesn't help your clients. And there's a lot of realtors out there that want to do that because of an insecurity in themselves to where they have you as the new home sales agent, them as the realtor, mutual clients, and they have to do something to show that they're superior to the other agent, being myself in this case.
You know what? All I got to say is he was just jealous because you had him about 5 inches with your heels on.
I was quite a bit taller than him, and I did get this brand new animal print colored shirt, which was amazing.
Yeah.
He didn't have one of those.
He didn't have an animal print shirt.
And my glasses were cooler.
Yeah, he has some funky ass tie.
You know, he's a wonderful man, well, and I'm sure he treats his clients very well.
If you're listening to this, nothing personal, but next time, bad mouth us in the car, not in front of the peeps, because, you know what, the home may not work for you, but it may have worked for them perfectly.
Exactly.
And you know what? I saw you pulling up, what was it, a Hyundai? You know what? If you would shut your mouth more, you might be pulling up in a BMW. That's all I got to say.
I don't have a BMW. I'm just going to get an H2 SUT.
Ooh, those are nice. I want one of those, but I can't afford it.
We're going to plastic dip it.
Plastic dip it. Oh, yeah. Recently, I just plastic dipped my rims in my Jeep. Oh, my God. Amazing.
We're going to plastic dip everything.
Everything.
I'm going to plastic dip some shoes.
You know, I'm going to plastic dip my mouse.
For your computer?
Yeah.
You can get it any different color.
I'm going to get it in pink.
You can scrub it off. And then you can change it when you want
to. I'm going to get it in pink. That way my construction manager, Blair, would want it.
I bet he is the one that gave me all the pink highlighters.
I bet. Yeah, okay, going back now. Sorry, folks, getting sidetracked here. But going back, a while ago, we had this great office supply order. I mean, that came in. And Joanna just took advantage of it. Hey, hey, pink highlighters, right on.
Mm-hmm.
And my construction manager came in. Big manly guy named Blair, big hat, good looking dude. Drives like 50 minutes each way to work. So far, my hat goes off to the guy, and he got bent all shakes and took his highlighters. So Blair, sorry.
Because it took him about a month to get the shipment over. We were new in this community.
You can't be swearing on a podcast. Did you just say the word?
I said shipment.
Oh, shipment. Okay, I think you said something else.
Shipment.
That's word of the day, shipment, besides crappy.
The poor man had waited for his shipment of office supplies.
Yeah.
Michael and I were new. We thought it was a gift from our...
I thought it was a gift from our old previous sales agent who bailed out of here because mm-hmm. she was going to go to another area.
I had been dreaming of pink highlighters. Took a couple.
Oh.
So anyways, so eventually the shipment got to the right person, this time being Blair. And then I go into the sales meeting and somebody had put in my mailbox at corporate a bag of pink highlighters, like 30 of them?
I think 30 of them. Some crazy order like that.
But I still haven't figured out who it is. So
going back to pink plastic dipping to,
But wait a second. I think this ties into what we're talking about.
It does.
Because all of a sudden, I went back to a time period a month ago where somebody did something out of the blue that totally made me smile.
You say so it wasn't crappy.
No, so maybe part of this is when you have the crappy days, don't spend your time dwelling on that and thinking about it.
That's right.
But go back and start focusing on those amazing little nuggets in your life that have just put a smile on your face because they were so unexpected.
Just like when Andy, the guy that cracked his head on the countertop and fell off, and he's okay now.
Yeah, he's okay.
Yeah, we saw him yesterday. He was slurring, but he looks like he's doing okay. Mm-hmm. He got me a bottle of Maker's Mark.
He did. He got just a generous gift.
I'm going to mess that thing up tonight.
For no reason.
After a crappy day like today, I'm going to mess that thing up tonight.
Exactly. I think that's something you could take into all your life because whether it's road rage or, your kid's not listening to you very well, stop, focus on the blessings, and all of a sudden the crappiness isn't that bad.
No.
You've got to go through a valley to start climbing up the mountain.
That's right. So
nobody jumps from mountaintop to mountaintop.
No.
You gotta walk down. You gotta go back up. Otherwise, you don't appreciate the
I just take the zip line from one top to the other top.
Well, that is a good way to do it.
I just jump over it.
But then you're not gonna appreciate the view as much unless you get down in the dirt.
I'm in the dirt.
That's why I gotta be grateful for the dirt sometimes because I know that the next view I have is gonna be that much sweeter because I was just down in the dirt.
Down in the dirt, yeah. Okay, so.
Okay, so. Don't be a nasty realtor.
Don't be a nasty realtor.
Out, just know that we're all on the same team, doing the best we can for our clients.
So the lesson learned from this is pretty much, it's not your home you're buying, it's your clients or your guests that's buying the home. Some things may not work for you, but it may work for them. So at the end of the day, it's not your home, it's their home. Mm-hmm. So I would recommend to those, even new home sales agents, who mm-hmm. says, well, I would do this and I would do that. Well, it's not about you. It's about them.
Leave your biases at home. Yeah. Try to figure out their objections.
It's about them.
Nobody's trying to overcome my objections with the home. I'm not going to live in it.
No.
Yeah.
So even if you have a crappy day, mm-hmm. it's going to happen. We have one of those days and we're going to focus, refresh. We've done it with 4 hours. Mm-hmm. We want to get two more new buyers. We had already two sales this week. Things are moving in the right direction. Mm-hmm. We're very blessed to be here.
Very blessed.
To help out people get what they want. The American dream. Buy a new home.
It's just a beautiful day. And the fact that we can just walk through homes and make people laugh, I love that.
I know.
And find something fun to maybe take your mind off it. Like, I wanted to make a Yahoo avatar.
Yeah. Joanne was very upset because...
The cutest I've ever looked was making a cartoon avatar of myself, like, 10 years ago. So, I looked at Michael, and I said, I'm going to figure it out how to do that again. So, I got a Yahoo Mail account. So, then I spent YouTube videos trying to figure out how to make the Yahoo avatar, only to find out that they discontinued the avatar. And I will say, Yahoo, you have done a lot of wonderful things as a business. But that right there was your downfall, because I immediately deleted that mail account as fast as you can.
Well, they go through CEOs like they do underwear.
I mean, the flash looks slow next to how quick I was figuring out how to delete that account.
Yeah.
Well, that was the best thing about your site, was I could have the cutest little avatar ever.
Okay.
Okay, I got that out.
So okay, got that out. Yeah, avatar. We got our coffee. We're doing good.
I love you, Yahoo.
Yeah. Okay, well, last week, we apologize not for getting through all the questions last week. So we're going to finish them up today. Or try to, at least, because we're trying to keep this thing under 20 minutes. You know, that's most people's commute. That's most people will start tuning out after 20 minutes. So we got about 4 minutes left here. And our next question comes from Scott. Scott wants to know, Joanne and Michael, how do you show a home? Joanne, why don't you go ahead and do this one?
I did it on our Nexia home automation system with our cameras that we include. Uh-oh. Maybe that's giving us too much information.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Nexia. I'm just going to figure it out. Most of you are probably wondering, what is Nexia doing? We're going to cover that next podcast.
I'm just kidding. I don't do it on a video screen. I take them out to the home.
Yeah. In some situations, sometimes model homes can work against you than for you, especially if all your homes you have, like we currently have, are ready to move in. And if that's what you're really trying to promote, are your move-in ready homes, when people come in, say, hey, let's go. I'm glad you're here. Let me go show you what we got right out this door. Mm-hmm. And they don't know the system. They don't know the program. Mm-hmm. And take them right to the homes.
Why show them the model when the model has white chemistry, but you don't even have a home available for them with white chemistry?
But I think what Scott is wondering, mm-hmm. Joanne, is pretty much how do you show it? Do you start outside first? Do you go inside first? Scott, I'm sorry, but you got to write a better question. Yeah, Scott.
I usually walk up to the home. Well, first of all, I spend time just asking questions to try to figure out exactly what type of home they're looking for. Are you looking for 3 bedrooms, 4 bedrooms? How do you use the home? Do you have a home office? Do you work out of your home? Do you have children that may be living in the home? Do you want, you know, there's all those different hot buttons you're trying to figure out. Is it a privacy purchase?
So
are you trying to make social friends? By asking open-ended questions.
Before or after the home?
We'll have to put you on hold. We'll be right back with potential buyer.
Nice. All right, Scott. So we hope, you know, you got the point, you know, pretty much how you show a home. Pretty much you start with the outside and work your way in, and you pretty much show everything that you discovered along the way.
And the questions you're asking are funneling down to exactly which home you're going to show.
It's kind of like loading a firearm. And every question you ask them is like a bullet. And at the end of the day, you just bang, 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 bang. You shoot
like
them all.
A shotgun, one that explodes after you do it?
Yeah, it's kind of like going fishing with grenades.
They come out cooked already.
Yeah, they're cooked. Sushi already. Okay, so Scott, we hope you enjoy it. And our next question, go ahead and join. Read the next question.
Our next question, I don't know if this person even wants me to say who it is.
Come on, just say the name.
Okay.
They sent it in, so you better say their name.
It's from Tanya.
Tanya.
My friend Tanya is so shy. And she just has a question as to how do you kind of ask the questions?
Oh, that's so easy. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Well, like, what's some of the high-yield questions that you usually ask? You know, because sometimes we end up starting can, and I understand what Tanya is meaning, like, what type of home are you looking for? I mean, I found myself doing this a few times today. Are you interested in a 3-bedroom or a 4-bedroom? That sounds kind of boring. Like, what are some different ways we can ask?
I just always ask them, what happened last night? I'm like, ugh. I'm like, no, none of that dirty stuff. Get out of your mind. Okay. What I like to ask is pretty much, what got
Are you
here?
To ask
What's
that
going
so
on?
You know
motivational.
If you need an extra bedroom?
Yeah. Playa. No, pretty much I like to ask, you know, the questions that will give me the man. The man's important. Joanne's looking at me like, who in the hell is the man? The man's not some dude with a ski mask running around trying to rob somebody. No.
I'd like to meet the man.
No. The man is motivation, abilities, and needs. Thank you, Dave Stone. So, pretty much.
Always be closing.
Always be closing. Yeah, we watched an awesome movie the other day.
That's why we drink coffee all the time.
Coffee's for closers. Put that coffee down. You ain't closing, Joanne. So, yeah. So, pretty much the questions for your friend Tanya to be asking is pretty much like motivation questions. You know, like, what got you in the search for a new home? What's not working? What's broken?
You're trying to figure out the emotional need behind it.
Exactly.
Got it.
Because if you don't figure out who the man is, you don't have a soul.
What's the man again?
Motivations.
I have to write this down.
Abilities. Do they have the ability to move? Can they qualify?
So what's motivating them?
Uh-huh.
First step. So the motivation might be, yes, what happened last night? We have another baby on the way. We need a fourth bedroom.
Yes.
This two bedroom that we're working with the three kids is not going to work with the additional.
Correct. So do you have the ability, if you find something today, to move tomorrow?
To move forward. Got it.
Okay.
That could be funds or even a job in
the
area or anything.
Yeah. Okay, do you have the money to afford it? Can you afford it?
Motivation, ability, what's the end?
Needs. What the hell do they need?
What do they need?
Oh, I don't think I can use the word hell, huh? I guess we can't say that, huh?
It's a location.
It is. I guess it is. Yeah. It depends
so
where you come from.
Yeah.
Talking
about a geography. They're not.
Yeah.
Maybe not. There is a place called Hell, Michigan. It is an actual
town.
Oh
my gosh.
Population of.
And it froze.
Wrong,
it froze like 2 years ago.
It did freeze over.
It froze. Hell froze over. For all those people who are always wondering, 2 years ago, I remember reading an article. Hell did freeze over.
It did.
Got
Hell,
very
Michigan.
Cool.
H-E-double-hockey-6, Michigan.
So, needs. So, figure out what their needs are.
Mm-hmm.
So, pretty much, if you figure out who the man is, you got to sell.
So, sometimes the needs and the motivation might be similar.
They could be very similar.
Oh, or the motivation could be, like, how ready they are to go.
Yeah.
Are you motivated in 2 years? Are you motivated in the next 30 days?
Well, not really. I would think the motivations are separate from the needs. The needs are more of what, and the motivation more of the whys.
Got it. So it could be like, my motivation for moving is we have, our family is growing.
Why are you moving? All right.
Our family? Okay. The ability, we do have the funds to move forward. We're currently renting in the Rosemead Apartments.
Got
the
A, got the A.
Then the needs are you looking for the four bedroom that's a two story, three story, single story? Do you want the one that backs up to the park? Or
I
do
think
you
found
the
end. Vanna White found the end. I love it.
I got it.
Okay, yeah. Motivation,
that is
abilities,
the man.
And needs, you see?
I think
the
you
man.
Can use that for dating as well.
I'm telling you. Yeah, so Tanya, questions, you know, I hope this kind of helps out, you know, in our job. Sometimes you kind of go blank when someone walks in. Always start, be real, listen to episode number one, you know, like what Peter, you know, asked the question, you know, what's the first thing you say to people when they come through the door is, you know, Joe likes to say hi, I like to say hello, and just be real, be who you are. But, you know, two nuts in a can, it is what it is. Just have fun.
You know what we need to do right now?
What do we need to do right now? Coffee? Shots?
We need to let them... Do you have some?
No, no coffee shots, sorry.
We need to let them know how they can reach us.
Okay, for everyone out there, please submit your questions to mjnewhome@gmail.com. That's the best way.
That's a singular home.
That's right. New home. No S, just new home. Like, I need a new home.
At
gmail.com. And the reason being is please submit questions there. Our website is currently under construction right now. Our webmaster just took a trip to Tahiti.
We sent him on it.
Oh my gosh, he's amazing.
That guy needed to get away.
He needed to get away. Just like we need to get away. It started out being a crappy day, but it's only going to get better. We put you on hold earlier because guess what? We found a buyer, a family. Who's ready to move forward.
Ready to move forward. And the other thing that happened is a buyer that's getting ready to close in a week came out too. And they just reminded me why I love my job.
We love our job. You should love your job too.
Mm-hmm. If you don't love it, why do it?
Why do it? Don't do it. Life's too short. You only get one go around.
And that's even if you're a sign guy on the corner trying to just show people pointing the arrow direction. If you don't love it, don't do it.
Yeah, that's also going back to our crappy day.
We have
driving
a buddy out here that is not loving.
We went to
it.
Go get coffee, and oh my gosh, this guy's pointing the sign up, down, left, but it's not right, direct, not in the right direction.
Everywhere the community is not is where he was directing people to do. And he was basically dragging it on the floor. Which kind of broke my heart a little bit.
I'm going to have to counsel him when he comes in.
Yeah, we'll have a talk with him.
I'm going to have a long talk with him. Okay. But anyways, going back to pretty
you
much...
You might be having a crappy day.
Crappy day.
We got to give a...
You know...
You found...
Yeah.
You find?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so everyone out there in the world, I went online and I just wikied...
He took initiative.
How to get over a bad day.
He even asked my permission.
There's 8 simple steps. And you know, I think we kind of did all of these. 1, if you can't go to bed. Well, that's not going to happen. We're at work. But if you're at home, you're having a crappy day, just, you know, take a little power nap. You
I don't
know?
Even know if I agree
Sleep.
With that.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. It depends what kind of dreams you get to.
It depends
okay.
on what kind of...
Step number 2. Do something pleasurable
depends
or relaxing.
If you had them. Okay. What?
Something pleasurable and relaxing. Like you know, the picture
yes.
here is a chick... Lady, I don't know if there's a guy with long hair or there's a woman here in a bathtub with rose petals and candles. If you're into that, go for it. I'm thinking just making this podcast myself is somewhat therapeutic.
Pleasurable,
you know,
relaxing.
Pleasurable, relaxing.
Well, and if you remember after we had our first episode where we got stood up on a client, we went and went to Starbucks to talk to our buddy.
That's right.
Hunter was over there. He wasn't there today.
Yeah,
but
no
that,
Popeye. Popeye guns
that's
aren't
when we
there.
Met friends with a different gentleman.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're
so
okay.
We did something pleasurable and relaxing.
Yeah, coffee sucks, but that's okay. It's a crappy day. All right. Step number 3. So, okay, so the first step is go to bed if you can. Step number 2, do something relaxing and enjoyable. Number 3, do something that will put a smile on your face. Like yoga, a movie, talking to someone.
Go laugh with your partner.
Go laugh with your partner. We had Corey stop by. He popped up in here. We're
I
joking around. We made cookies.
And I didn't burn them.
You didn't burn them this time, no.
I took them out like a minute early so they stay extra doughy.
I love it. Okay, number 4. Go ahead, Joanne. What's it say?
Make a to-do list.
That's something I never do, but...
I make lists of lists. Of the list that
That's
I'm going
right.
to make.
I saw your calendar. You said...
I have 4 calendars.
You put, this month went by too fast.
Sometimes I don't even have time to update my calendars, but I enjoy having them. Because they always have
okay.
stationary.
But pretty much, when it says make a to-do list, that's pretty much with you just going down, writing down things that you enjoy that you're going to do in the near future. That way you kind of say, you know what? Today sucks, but tomorrow's going to be better. Because tomorrow I get to go do jogging. I get to go on the American River.
But I think also to-do list has to do with your goals. So overall, like, hey, we want to get this many sales. So
that's
we'll turn it down. Yeah, that person wrote us off this morning. They missed out on a really quality
yeah.
home. So now we're going to make a list of the 10 different people we're going to call today.
Yeah.
So that by the end of the month, we're going to yield the goal that we have. So we're going to make a list of what we're going to do to continue on with our goal and stop thinking about the baggage.
Hey, I'm there with you. Okay. Talk to someone about it.
We're talking to you about it.
So if you want, you can always email us at the MJ at mjnewhome@gmail.com. We can always, you know, walk you through a rough day.
We'll read your vents.
Yep.
And I'd like to add, we are not licensed counselors.
Yeah, not licensed counselors. So do not take a word of what we say seriously, not unless you want to. Number 6, try to fix it.
Try to fix it. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, we're trying to fix the problem.
By finding this 8 steps to fix the problem. I think
that's right.
That goes without saying. Anyone that's even looking at this list is already doing number 6.
I think so. I take a mind off of it. I already forgot about it already today. I'm feeling much, much better.
I need to work on step 7.
Step 7. Take your mind off of Joanne.
I'm take my
Joanne,
mind off of it.
You need to go for a walk. Go walk the inventory.
I'm going to walk the inventory. And I'm going to eat some cookie dough.
Now, step number 8 is our favorite. And I think it's like the law of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, positivity attracts positivity.
It's theoretically actually incorrect. But for this exercise, I think it's valid.
I don't know. I think positive people attract positive
Absolutely.
People.
Absolutely. I was talking about like magnets.
I guess.
But in real world social environments.
I remember in 4th grade I played with magnets once.
And a positive attracted negative?
It did.
Mm-hmm. It's like polar opposite.
Yeah, well.
But I agree with this. I'm not discrediting it.
Hey, you know.
Remember, it is true. When you act positive, when I'm kind of being a downer in the dumps,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden I'm like, I can get more positive than Mike. And then I try to get more positive, and then that fuels your positivity. And then I say, hey, your hair looks really nice.
My hair looks good?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Which I wouldn't have said to you if you didn't. Act positive to me earlier. That catalyst me being positive back.
Alright, I'm so confused. I'm still on step number 4, but I'm gonna get there.
Get your mind off it.
I'll get my mind off of it.
Get out of the bathtub.
So we hope everyone enjoyed our crappy day episode. At the end of the day, just remember, keep it real.
And remember, this is the best day of your life. Because this is the only one you have.
You can't get it back.
You don't know if you're having tomorrow.
I know, you don't know
what. And you can't get yesterday back. No. So today is the best day. Thank you, God, for giving it to me.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So for all those people who enjoy this podcast, for real, episode number 3, we have the master closer, Max Korth, is going to be on the phone with us, going over closing techniques that have worked in his 40 past years. Again, our business is always changing, but it seems to always be going back to the very basics.
Very basics. It's like baseball. You catch a ball, you hit a ball, you throw a ball.
Yeah, it's going back to the basics. It's just,
we're not lollygaggers.
The execution is different, but the substance will always be the same.
And at the end of the day, we're still going to kill it.
Yeah, we're going to kill it. So, thank you everyone for listening to our podcast.
We appreciate your time.
Sorry for about the long rant. But
part of what we do,
we're going to dig out our schedule for what we've ripped up. I don't know if it's still in there anymore.
We'll find it.
We'll find it.
I think I downloaded it
somewhere. But all right, everyone, we appreciate it.
We need to work on a sign off.
Sign off.
Like, that's it. Signing off.
All right. That's the MJ Show.
Rock on.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.